Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. From each and every day, right here in the Impact Power Sports Studio. Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Thank you so much. You can shop online. You can go in person and visit them in Rockford, Michigan, and pick up a Yamaha golf cart, perhaps an ATV, UTV, an e-bike. How about a go-kart, motorcycle? Ride around the neighborhood in a lawnmower. You name it, they've got it at Impact Power Sports. Online at impactpowersportsmi.com. You can go, you can qualify to win their Detroit Lions Yamaha golf cart. There's like football parties. Every Lions game, they have like the thing there, and you can sign up to win it at, what the hell is that? 131 Sports Bar at Gun Lake Casino. And that is like the official party hangout of our friends at WGRD. They like celebrate the Lions games there. So what you do, I'm not kidding. They every weekend they're there. And my man Drew is giving away this golf cart. Let's see, where is it? There you go. GRD hosts the Ultimate Detroit Football Watch Parties. I like how they have to say Detroit and can't have the uniform because they're not like a Lions affiliate. So, yeah, you can win the golf. There's Drew. This is Drew right here. I don't know who this guy is. This is the golf cart. You can win a Detroit-themed golf cart courtesy of Impact Power Sports in Rockford. The cart is autographed by David Montgomery and Jameer Gibbs and Lomas Brown. The winner will be selected during halftime of the big game on February 8th, 2026. Now, here is the schedule if you want to hang out with your favorite stars from GRD. Jana is going to host the Tampa Bay game. And then the week after that, it's a bye week. And then producer Steve will host Sunday, November 2nd. Kelly, November 9th. And then Jana again. These are those events that you get like a talent fee. You get like a couple hundred bucks for showing up. Maitland. Sunday, November 23rd. So show up there and ask her for some hot takes about Charlie Kirk. Kelly, for that matter, too. She's got hot takes about Charlie Kirk. So if you want to see the ladies in action, you can do that. This guy, Tommy Carroll, who looks like an animal. He is the program director of the radio station. I am not I am not kidding you. This guy looks like a serial killer. Would you want to hang out with this dude? Kind of tough to see, I realize. I'm trying to zoom in on this shit, and I'm struggling mightily. Okay, this guy right here. This is the type of guy who you see walking down the street, and you're afraid he's going to like hit you with a hammer when you go by. And then stuff you in a van, and then you wake up in Ecuador with five dudes pounding you. T- Tyler says you won't even be able to enjoy the game when Steve is hosting because he'll try to talk to you about his kids the whole time. Red Bull Brain Chris says that Jana has the biggest puker voice in the history of radio.
Nice having that GRD.
She actually like plugs her nose when she talks.
Oh, nice having that GRD. Me, Jana.
Oh, it's terrible. You're right. We should all get a group together and visit and just heckle. It'll be a whole heckle fest for either Steve, Maitland, or Kelly. We can gather the largest number of people that I can gather, which is probably half a dozen, and just have a full-on Eric Zane Show podcast heckle fest. I wouldn't want to go there when Jana is there because I think she'd kick my ass. Frankly, I think that everybody on that air staff could probably kick my ass. But it's not about that. Amy says she'd do it. Murder lover Linda said she's in. Right on. I can be protected by an armada of Eric Zane Show podcast lady listeners who can do some damage. You would be led by, it says, Rebecca, I'll be your muscle. Yeah, you and Sarah Rookruck Roosh, the gruesome twosome, you could kick some ass. I say that in a, like, the to reference your amount of ass kicking. Not that you're, like, ugly people. You're not. I don't have any ugly listeners anymore after the loss of the former Zaniacs. That brings me to today's Big Fraud Wednesday, where we will be kicking it all off with another rip-roaring edition, show number 73 of Who Are These Freebeers? Ben Glaze and I will be getting after it, and I can't wait to share with you what we've come up with. One of the things I came up with was a clip from... It might have been this week. I think it was. We haven't really gotten inspired yet in quite a while, I should say, by preachy free beer. But the Holy Spirit or the spirit of Uncle Sam consumed him at a weird moment on their show the other day. Went down like there was a story about a cat that got lost and then it turned up someplace far, far away, and in between it getting lost and in between it being lost and found, there was a groundswell, grassroots level support. Chris says, I was half paying attention. Big Fraud Wednesday this week. Yes, that is correct. So this story, it really didn't have anything to it. It was just one of those TikTok videos they play where someone says, yeah, the cat was lost, and then a bunch of people rallied. They found the cat. Well, that wound Greg up to give America a pep talk. He slid the soapbox over, and he went for it. Listen to this.
Okay. Reunited.
Just walking around.
It's amazing. See, people, when we have a shared purpose, we all get along great. Nobody cared in that when those pets were being returned. Nobody cared about which artists those people listened to because that might be left or right. Nobody cared.
Red state or blue state.
Yeah, nobody cares, man. We talk about it all the time when we do the holiday break-ins or any of the donations. No one's ever listening going, I hope these people agree with me politically. I don't know why we do it. You know, I'm not blaming anybody else. We're all guilty of it. I don't know why we do it every other time. Because when we all work together and help each other, God, it's fun.
It can be really
good. I know
good.
This is just a cat and I'm turning it into something bigger, but I think it's true.
So How about the self gloss in there? So you had a self gloss. You had a getting wound up kind of like preachy diatribe about let's all get together and have fun and help everybody. Tyler with a great clack, God damn it. Tyler with a great crack says, I'm surprised he was able to say holiday break-in without instinctively sniffling. Bread Bull Brain Chris says the same thing. You guys were thinking alike. Donko says they're so bad that when they try to do something good, it still sucks. You know, I thought that that clip needed something a little bit more to go with it. Tell me if you're feeling this. I'm playing part of it again. We'll relive it here.
Which artists those people listen to, because that might be left or right. Nobody cared.
Red we talk state about, or blue state.
Yeah, nobody cares, man. We talk about it all the time when we do the holiday break-ins or any of the donations. No one's ever listening going, I hope these people agree with me politically. I don't know why we do it. You know, I'm not blaming anybody else. We're all guilty of it. I don't know why we do it every other time. Because when we all work together and help each other, God, it's fun.
It can be really
good. I know this is just a cat and I'm turning it into something bigger, but I think it's true.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights.
Get it, man. Outstanding work by the Burn King there, motivating us to get on the same page and help each other. My God. Make me sick. I'm looking for the... I've got a supercut. Kind of a supercut. It's definitely a supercut.
Fancy idiots.
Yes.
It's after What a Wonderful Mom.
You know, that's Maria. Pull up now.
Undergone surgery, attacking her from where they live. Not, and that's ultimately, yeah.
The closest. Kelly's next on the break-ins.
Listening no over their heads to a house fire long term.
Wow.
Yeah. Friends of Sarah Hunter. And we've got Liz Celebration Simmons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gonna be good.
They could not remove it all. We got some from house to house. Well, that got us. You can't expect or plan for. Mm. You guys know how this is. They won't call me back. Okay. Don't do the wrong thing.
This is a good village that we're a part of.
Oh. Gross.
Spoke to us. And,
I love
yeah.
it.
They just
dumping it all in there, decorating.
Thank you for your service to this family. Oh, that really got me.
Captain.
Team, yeah. See them lose any more.
It is so contrived and awful. What an embarrassment. Tyler says you could put Jocko's rock song over his speech. You're right, I could do that. Re-engage, reload, recalibrate. All right. So that is today. We will be getting going on Who Are These Free Beers? Show number 73. Bob makes a comment. Says, just imagine the mic sniffle we'd get. You know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to read that comment because I know what you're doing there. We're not mentioning that. We're moving forward. We're not talking about the past. I have been ordered never to utter a name or discuss a certain thing ever again, and I'm not going to. I'm going to honor that. As you know, I'm an honorable soul. And I'm not going back to the way it was. But I appreciate the attempt. Some of you can see over my shoulder, there is a puppy pile with which we have all three. That would be Darla. And then Bruce and O'Neill are kind of like locked together, like yin and yang. The news this week that really took a lot of wind out of our sails here in the EZ family household, that O'Neill, likely the recipient of lymphoma. I did talk to another veterinarian today, and he said he's not ruling out the possibility that O'Neill could also have multiple myeloma, which is much more treatable than lymphoma. So that would just be the shit, but he doesn't think so. He didn't think that O'Neill would have had lymphoma. But I may have mentioned this. I cannot remember because these moments all run together. I'm pretty sure. Maybe I did mention it. I can't recall on the Patreon yesterday that I had a scheduled visit for the end of November for O'Neill to see his cancer doc. But they reached out and said, all right, there was a cancellation. O'Neill's moving up. So next Friday. They're very, very happy about that. His primary care physician. So he's going to see the cancer doc a week from Friday. I said to Dr. Levin, his primary, I go, so we don't yet have eyes on cancer cells, do we? He says, no. And until we do, you can't get a treatment plan. They're going to have to go and get cancer cells from a particular portion of his body, perhaps the lymph nodes, likely the lymph nodes. And his lymph nodes are not swollen yet, so this is very early, easy. I go, okay, great. I go, so he's not exhibiting any symptoms? No. But your blood, the blood work you see tells you lymphoma. Yes. I go, is there ever a false positive? This is very rarely. Very rarely. But I'm holding out hope that that is the case. I think that if there's a false positive, I should be allowed to slug somebody. Like Brian Branch style. Because I'm not kidding you. The wind that was knocked out of my sails on Monday. Never in my life have I experienced such sadness and grief. And he's not even dead. You know? There's some dogs that survive for years with lymphoma. The average is 12 to 18 months with the treatment. The way this works is, the treatment does put the lymphoma into remission. However, there's no way to get the microscopic cancer cells that are still in the dog's system, from what I'm reading. Unless you do like a bone marrow transplant, and it's very rare and incredibly expensive. So the cancer will come back. And supposedly what I was reading is the cancer is then less likely to respond to treatment the way it did the first time around. It's like adapted, you know. It sounds horrible, but it's true. But I'm like, well, what if, is there ever a false positive? He goes, yeah, probably not. All right. If it comes back that there's a false positive, I'm going to go right cross, uppercut, uppercut. Somebody's getting slugged. Two consecutive hours of hyperventilating and weeping. My God. So bad. Everybody is aware now. Madison is up to speed. She handled it well. Jacqueline, Jim. I haven't yet told the NFK. I'm still pissed off because he left a giant peanut butter smudge on my fucking pantry yesterday. What the fuck? Either you're just blind, or you just don't care. You better hope for your sake you're just blind. So bad. I posted it to Facebook. I'm too lazy to call it up right now. So, all right. That's where we're at. And I go back to that whole Jim Valvano is, man, somebody needs to dig up that guy and punch his skull, suggesting that every day you should laugh and think and cry. Fuck you, asshole. 99.99% of the population cries when something terrible happens. So eat shit. I can get behind laugh and think, but cry? Fuck you. Runner girl Amy says it was confirmed that it was, in fact, PB. Yes. Well, it looked just like PB. I mean, I didn't taste it. I didn't smell it. And it was in the cupboard where he gets the peanut butter. Thank you to Nick in the arena. He's now subscribed for 40 straight months to this podcast. Nick, one of the people who did not listen to me on the radio. He found out about me, even though he's local, via Anthony Cumia. Thank you. Molly with a great question. Where is Benny ever? Benny is in his spot. He has a preferred spot, and it is not around me or anyone else. He's an interesting dog. Occasionally, he'll come running up and beg for your attention, and then you give it to him, and then he's like, fuck you, don't touch me. He reminds me of a person with autism. Stevie says, can we hear the song? I don't have the song handy. I would love to. Benny the Wonder Dog. Benny the One-Eyed Wonder Dog. So, Yoda World says animals can definitely be on the spectrum. Yeah, I believe that. He is, look at O'Neill. His paw is twitching. He's going into REM right now with that paw twitch. So he'll come walking up. He'll beg your attention. And then he's like, all right, fuck you. And then he leaves. And he's also very clumsy. When he plays, it's always awkward. And he'll then just kind of like run up to the group that is playing, look at him, and then run away as fast as he can. Occasionally, he'll go up and like raise a paw and then drop it and then run away. And then he'll just be standing there and then he'll wipe out. He'll trip over nothing. Red Bull Brain Chris has some good jokes today. He says O'Neill is dreaming of some glorious yard snacks. God. He's been eating shit for 10 years. Can you imagine if there's a new study? Lymphoma caused by eating shit. When Dr. Josh said, Eric, you got a minute. Yeah, what's up? O'Neill has lymphoma. I had no idea of the severity of it. I didn't realize that they're, you know, I mean, it makes sense. It's cancer. But for the longest time, I just thought that cancer can be treated and it goes away. And not so, though, with this. And what's weird to me is I felt so bad, obviously, Monday evening. And I felt terrible all day yesterday. And really not a lot has changed. But I don't feel nearly as bad now. And the only thing I can say is it might be just I'm coming to grips with it. Is that what's happening? I mean, I don't know. I can only just tell you what's going on in my brain. I will say that it's crazy that a dog would leave you with that is just getting a cancer diagnosis would give you so much sorrow. I can honestly tell you that was the most sorrow I have ever experienced in my life. I had a lot of sorrow when Novak died because it was so sudden. So that was pretty bad too. But I think that those two are the top top ones. I haven't really had a lot of loss in my life. And I know you're like, well, your mother. Well, yeah, I know. And that was 5 years ago tomorrow, by the way, that she passed. All right. So there you go. Again, we have Big Fraud Wednesday tonight on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free at patreon.com/Eric Zane. When you sign up for 7 days free, you've got the option to cancel it. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and uncommongoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh, what a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hello, friends. Your old pal Eric Zane with a word about ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from my friends over at Secret Nature. This is like the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. I partnered with them. You can learn more at secretnature.com/Zane, and you'll also get a special deal there. But my gosh, during the daytime, I've got a daytime gummy that helps me stay focused, gives me steady lift. It's a fantastic, clean vibe within my system. Prior to Secret Nature, I found during the day that I was up and down, and I was like, what is happening to me? But ever since I started using the ultra premium CBD gummies with real botanicals from Secret Nature, those problems are in the past. And people say to me, EZ, when you're talking about this, what do you mean by a clean feeling? I'd say steady, balanced, not overpowering. I just get more done and feel better throughout the day. Probably because Secret Nature is organic, farm-grown, never lab-made. Ultra-premium CBD gummies with real botanicals. Nothing extra. The best in the business. Bliss is what I use during the day for clear focus and productive flow. I want to wind down? Snoozers. Unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent, measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Now, this is where you try it. Get 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Try Bliss during the day, Snoozers in the evening, and let me know how it goes. Again, 30% off your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. Before the end of the 7 days, and you will not be charged. So you can enjoy a lot of content leading up to that. I don't mention it enough, but you can sign up for one full year and save 10%. So if you pay by the month, it's $5 a month for all of the audio. And $10 a month from the audio, video, and live streams. But if you pay by the year, I'll take 10% off. So what was $60 a year for tier one is $54. What is $120 a year for tier two is $108 when you sign up for one full year, and then you don't have to worry about it. I encourage that because people, sometimes they might go a period of time without listening, and then they'll just cancel it, and then you might miss some great shit. All right. So for those of you that are watching this show on Facebook and YouTube, the rest of it is available on Twitch. That is my primary platform for the free show. I have two platforms that I put the lion's share of the content. for the free show. It's twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. You can go there right now and see the rest of the show, or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live, all one word, and then you're good to go. Follow the page, give yourself a username, contribute on the chat. The chat is my phone line into the show. So contribute to the chat and be part of the community that has a lot of fun being part of it. Twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. If you want to reach out to me via email, or if you want to send me a cease and desist, eric@ericzaneshow.com on the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Shoreliners Striping stripes the parking lot for you. There you go. eric@ericzaneshow.com. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. I have got to get to King's Room Barbershop before Friday. The hockey season starts, and I need a damn haircut. King's Room Barbershop, online at kingsroom.net. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street. When you go to their website, kingsroom.net, you can check out the schedules, exact locations, hours of operation. It's going to cost you $21 to get a haircut at King's Room Barbershop, plus tip. They have all the hair care products you need there. It is a great place to go if you're a guy to get your hair cut, or a chick who likes short hair. So they specialize in that. So get your hair cut at King's Room Barbershop. Cole says you should frame all of your C&Ds and hang them up behind you. That's a good idea. You know, some people frame their sports jerseys. I'd frame my C&Ds. Hello to Chris, Man Bun Chris. He is here. Man Bun Chris suggested to me some time ago to reach out to local photography business in Hudsonville here to be a sponsor on the show. So I called up the folks over at McConomy today, Chris. Hello, McConomy Photography. Hello, this is Eric Zane. I'm a friend of Chris. I'm a friend of Man Bun Chris with Rangers Soccer. He told me to call you about being on the podcast. Oh, yeah. So I dropped your name there. It broke the ice for me. So I'm beginning the process of butt sniffing, and hopefully I can get them on the show, provided nobody calls and fucks it up for me, which does happen from time to time. All right. So this local kid on the football field is an eighth grader. The kid's name is Patreon. I don't know if the mom was inspired by the pay platform that my show is on. I don't think so. The kid's older than the actual platform. His name is Patreon Williams. He is an eighth grader at one of the local middle schools, and he was at football practice, and he got a concussion. And the mom says that the coach tackled him and gave him a concussion. And so now this is an international incident. Let's get the lowdown. I don't have a...
A West Ottawa eighth grader continues to...
I don't have a side in this yet because I don't have all the information. But you know mom's pissed off. Let's hear what happened to Patreon.
A West Ottawa eighth grader continues to recover after his mom says his coach tackled him during football practice.
And he suffered a concussion, and the school says the appropriate action has been taken, but his mom says it's not enough.
News 8's Katani Gooch spoke with the mom and her son about what happened.
Okay. Katani, is, if I run the TV station, I'm like, okay, we got to make some changes. Between the glasses, the hair, and your last name being Gooch, it's a bit of a distraction. Wasn't that the name of the bully on Different Strokes? Arnold referred to him as, look out for the Gooch. Some of you old timers will know that reference.
Gooch spoke with the mom and her son about what happened. She's in the studio tonight.
Brian, Amber, for the past 3 weeks, 13-year-old Patreon Williams has been dealing with the symptoms of a concussion he suffered in late September at the hands of an adult man. Since the incident, Patreon's mother has been working to get justice for her son and make sure this never happens again.
We were running drills, pass coverage drills.
What started out as a normal football practice quickly turned dark.
As I was catching the ball on offense, the coach got mad and said, let me show you how to stop this person from catching the ball.
Patreon's mother watching from the parking lot.
I seen a kid go flying in the air to the ground.
I was on the ground for a while. I could hear, but I couldn't wake up, see nothing, or talk.
As her son was tackled by the Harbor Lights Middle School football defensive coach.
When I'm asking him, I'm like, well, why did that kid hit you that hard? And he told me, no, it wasn't a kid, it was the coach. My heart dropped.
I was surprised he was gonna tackle me. I thought he was gonna hug me like he does the other kids.
William says after seeing her son wasn't acting normal.
He was like delusional, like his eyes were big and he was slurring his words.
She immediately took him to the hospital where he was diagnosed with a concussion.
I thought that I would probably be out like for a week or something like that. But the doctor told me that I'll probably be out for 2 weeks to a month.
The day after the incident, Williams reached out to the school. She says it took a while for any action to be taken, but after about a week,
they told me that they fired him. Yep, they say he was relieved of his duty.
But Patreon is still dealing with the aftermath.
There's people on Facebook petitioning for him to get hired. They have a phone number for you to call if you want to see him back on the field. And so I knew then that I had to take action because I didn't want him to do that to somebody else's son.
Both at school.
And they're telling me that it's my fault that the coach got fired.
Okay, someone wrote, I'm not posting anonymous. And then the TV station actually did blur it out on a whatever message board. This kid is a punk. I watched him walk back and forth taunting, making jokes and laughing while the coach sat in the stands. It's disgusting behavior. That coach has nothing but love for each one of those children. Sure, he's tough and hard on them, but all for good reason. Those are the kind of coaches we need. For someone who has such a bad concussion, he was sure on the sideline doing drills and cracking jokes. Okay, so this guy is suggesting that that's bullshit. I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know. I somehow picture this to be like a racist thing. I don't know why, but I just feel like this guy who wrote this is like a MAGA white guy fuckhead.
But it's really not my fault. It's his fault because he's the one that tackled me.
And outside of the classroom.
He's been dealing with on and off dizziness and headaches for the last 3 weeks.
And with basketball season, Patreon's first love quickly approaching, he says dealing with this injury, he's not too sure what the rest of the year could look like.
When I shoot, I'm off. When I take free throws, any type of shot, dribble, I'm off. And after I do it for a while, when I get comfortable, I just get dizzy and I'm not the same. If I can't play the sport that I love, how am I gonna make it somewhere?
His mother tells me after transferring Patreon from another district last year, she feels like she let him down.
It's hard watching him struggle. He's been at Highland Public for all his life, and he's never had that experience. And so for me to transfer him over here and this happens, like, I feel like I failed him, you know, because he could have stayed where he was at.
Maria tells me she filed a police report recently and is awaiting further action.
All right. Yeah, I don't think that the coach should be hitting kid. we're getting some mixed reviews on from various members of the audience. Rich says soft ass adults. God, I got to go back for this. There's a lot of comments. Bob says the reporter's whose last name is Gooch, first name should be Tickle My. Come on. Bread Bull Brain Chris is impressed at remembering the Gooch from Different Strokes. Bob is picking on the mom because she says the word axe instead of ask. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Typically, that is used interchangeably in some cases. Yes, largely the Italian-Americans and the African-Americans will supplant ask with axe. But when you point it out like that, you sound like a racist fuck. Rich says, time for a suspension and a lawsuit. Tyler says, if the coach is white, he's even more fucked. Probably true. It's Me, Not You, 1969 is going in on mom because of the use of the word axe. Cole is not having it. He says, why did he hit you so hard? And he says, because it's football. Alan says, they're soft-ass kids. Well, wait a minute. The kid did not know that the guy was going to whack him. He said that. Cole is nominating Patreon's mother for asshole of the day. Becca Shea says probably, but I don't know what she's saying. Probably too. Badger says, does this high school have English class? Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why you're saying that, but I think the suggestion is that you don't like the way the black mother and the black son are speaking. Thus, you are accusing them of not knowing English. There is a real racist vibe in the chat here. My God. Rich says, you don't tackle the kid yourself. You order another kid to do it. That way you can wipe your hands clean. Well, yeah, I don't think that what it boils down to is I don't think that adults should ever be tackling kids. That's a foolish mistake that is happening there, because you could hurt the kid and then you're without a job, and then all this shit boils over, and then on the chat of my show, the MAGA scum are dropping racist cracks about this poor kid. Tyler says, yeah, they're laying it on thick. They want a payout. Well, I think they should get one. You injured the child. You injured a child. If you injure a child, if an adult injures a child, an authority figure at the school, well, of course there should be a payout. I would start at $100,000. Bob says, I'm calling shenanigans, and he is only saying that because these are black people. Cole says, any comment from the dad with the laughy emoji? I know what the hell you're doing there, you asshole. Bread Bull Brain Chris writes, Patreon's siblings Rumble and Twitch had no comment. I like that one. Yoda World says the coach should not hit the kid, but the family shouldn't get a personal Carnival Cruise Line ship out of it. I don't know. Put yourself into mom's shoes. You got a kid. Everything is the same. It's just you're the dad. Your kid goes there. The kid, the coach says, all right, I'm going to hit your kid or whatever. Here comes a tag or whatever. And then whammo. He's twice the size of the kid, and he lays him out, and then your kid has a concussion. You wouldn't be pissed off beyond belief? Come on now. Megan's here. She says, wait a minute. Isn't the Gooch also the taint I don't know the name from the TV show. Well, you're far too young. The Gooch may be affiliated with the Taint. I'm not sure. Corn Pop says, I went to school with a Harry Gooch. No lie. Bob says, Axe isn't exclusive to black people. New York, New Jersey trash people do it too. No, that's true. All the Italians I used to live when I lived on Beam Avenue in Jersey. So, yo, easy. Hey, K, I got to ask you something. What is it, Paulie Venemiglia? Yo, hey, all these acorns on your front yard. Let me ask you something. Do you know that if you don't clean them up, I could twist an ankle when I'm coming by with my hot dog cart? Yeah, I know. Well, yo, why don't you clean them up? I don't want to ask you again. That's true. David says, does the kid expect a rival player to tell him he's going to tackle him in advance? Soft ass kid. Badger says the kid was born injured. Bob says that the child only got concussed because there's too much empty space in his head. He seemed very bright to me. I am shocked at the blatant, over-the-top, racist behavior by these audience members. What a disaster. A kid can't even go to school and play football, okay, now without getting hurt. And then when it happens at the hands of the adult coach, a racist MAGA scum on this show, let him have it. My God. What the hell is wrong with you guys? Beloved Megan is here. She says, I don't know if I even heard the story. I'm still stuck on Gooch being a last name on TV. No, you're right. There is a lot to unpack on that story. To me, I went into this expecting that everybody was going to be like, oh, what? That coach is an asshole. Oh, my God. And it's completely blown up in my face and backfired with these awful comments. Black Belt Nick is here. He's got some sense. He says, yep, degenerates, all of them. Rebecca says, make sure mom transcribes this when she sends the C&D to Eric. Badger with another comment with, why aren't they interviewing his dad? I don't know. You're the second person to make that comment. This is completely disheartening. I would have expected these types of racist jokes from the former Zaniacs, not from my beloved MAGA audience members, who I thought had more sense than to spew out such vile nonsense on the chat. Bob says he was at the store getting milk. You know, I'd love to ban every one of you, but there's so many of you in the chat that it'd be like five people watching this show for the rest of this episode. Well, anyway, I hope the kid recovers, and I hope that honestly, if I'm the mom, that's what the story should be about. It should be about a lawsuit, lingering concussion problems, and emotional damage. Kid doesn't get to play his sports. Kid struggling in school. The doctor says you're hurt. He's got the doctor's note. This is all good. You got Mrs. Gooch here. Katani Gooch weighing in with the fucked up hair and the big glasses. And that's worth, this is all worth. You start at $500,000. You settle at $250,000. All right. The government shutdown continues, and now it's looking like this is going to be even more of a long, drawn-out process because the Republicans are taking the money that Trump made on the tariffs. Because a lot of times when these government shutdowns happen, people will get so fed up that they'll just say, all right, you know, and they'll start to petition the government and bitch to their lawmakers about this. And then they eventually, all right, I got to cave. I'm going to help cave and we'll further the vote, further the budget. And then, okay, we're going to let the budget pass, but we don't. And as you know, the Republicans have dug their heels in. They don't want to be paying for any more of the Affordable Care Act, those tax credits that I take advantage of. They want them to expire at the end of the year so that you all don't have to pay for my insurance. And I know you're like, well, EZ, how do you feel about that? And I'm like, I agree with you. Yes, I do take advantage of it, but if they're saying, hey, take this money to help pay for your insurance, I'm not going to turn it down. But I cannot be on the side of the Democrats saying that you should all pay for my health care. I can't do it. I'm not doing it. So I am actually on the side of the Republicans here. And the Democrats are like, well, we got to get Eric Zane's health care paid for by the taxpayers. So that's the big sticking point. There's one thing. Like if Chuck Schumer said, all right, fine, I guess Eric Zane's going to have to figure out how to pay for it by himself, which I would. All that does is makes me have to sell more sponsorships. I mean, I would love to just do this show and not have to sell sponsorships. Nick has a great point. He says the benefits need to be reworked so that only those in need that need the help are helped. Yeah. And I think that that might be what the Democrats might be shooting for, or they just want to have make it so that I am getting you all to pay for me. Which I'm like, don't do it. Republicans, fight the good fight. The Republicans, though, are digging in their heels for a long, long government shutdown. And there's some numbers in this article that I was looking at. It might be the longest of all time, which I don't know what that number is. It might have been a month and a half. Now, you know that all the government employees, and Rich says, Easy is slowly becoming a MAGA supporter. Timeout. Negative. That is not true at all. I am a fiscally conservative soul and a socially liberal soul. Okay? So shut the fuck up. And I'm not MAGA, nor am I a lib. I am not, I'm me, all right? I am the first one to give credit where it is due when it comes to any lawmaker who does something that is good, you know? Nick says you can be conservative without being MAGA. This is true. More than one of you now is suggesting that I am a MAGA supporter. It's me, not you, says he's a lib. Oh, hello, smoke up my ass. The suggestion is being made that I am getting smoke and blowing it up his asshole. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.